Stetson Bennett delivered the biggest throws of his storybook of career, and Georgia's defense sealed the sweetest victory in program history, vanquishing rival Alabama 33-18 to win the college football playoff championship game. The Bulldogs won their first national championship in 41 years. Bennett connected with Donnie Mitchell on a 40-yard touchdown to give Georgia a 19-18 lead with 8:09 left. He then hooked up with Brock Bowers for a 15-yard touchdown on a screen to put the Bulldogs up with 3:33 left. The final blow came from the defense. Keely Ringo intercepted an underthrown deep ball down the sideline and took it 79 yards for a touchdown for the final score. Congratulations goes out to Georgia. Also, congratulations to our news director, Nathan Cones. He won our bold challenge by picking Georgia last night in that championship game. He ended up winning it by 10 points total. Some local sports from last night. We'll start off with some boys basketball action, where the Kemper Knights went to double overtime with a really good 8-2 Des Moines Christian Ball Club. They would end up falling in that one 66-64. For Kemper last night, Michael Kaspabauer had 19 points. DJ Vanami finished up with 17 points, 5 rebounds, and had 8 steals. Coon Rapids Baird knocked off Woodward Academy 67-42. Crusaders dominant in the first half last night. Gabe Obert finished up with 18 points to go with 7 rebounds. It was Tanner Oswald with 12 points to go with 5 rebounds and 4 assists. Peyton Chardin had their first game of the second half of the season. They would fall up Manson Northwest Webster 71-39. Joe Carey led the way last night with 17 points. It was Braden Smith finishing up with 6 points and 2 steals. And Audubon falls down at AHST of Oka Walnut 73-38. Jackson Deist had 12 points. Colin Bauer finished up with 10 in the loss. Over on the girls' side of things, just 2 local teams in action last night. Kemper falling to Des Moines Christian, 49-34. Aubrey Houghton had 12 points to go with 4 rebounds. Catherine Mayhall added 13 points, 7 rebounds, and 3 steals. Audubon picked up a win, their third straight, knocking off AHST of Oka Walnut, 57-39. Aaliyah Hermanson had 22 points. J.C. Christensen finished up with 17 in the win. College football playoff expansion talks remain stalled, and the possibility of implementing a new format by the 2024 season have dimmed after 3 days of meetings failed to produce an agreement. Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby says it is looking unlikely that expansion would come before the end of the current CFP contract that expires in 2026. It was not ruled out altogether. Executive Director Bill Hancock says the talks are going into overtime, and the conference commissioners are expected to meet again this upcoming week. Late Heisman Trophy winner Rashawn Salaam of Colorado and 2-time runner-up Andrew Luck of Stanford headline a list of 21 former players and coaches in this year's College Football Hall of Fame class. The National Football Foundation announced the new inductees yesterday. The induction ceremony is scheduled for December the 6th. NBA scoreboard last night. Detroit got by Utah 126-116. It was Charlotte over Milwaukee 103-99. New York down to San Antonio 111-96. Philadelphia beat Houston 111-91. In overtime, it was Boston over Indiana 101-98. Cleveland down Sacramento 109-108. And Portland got by Brooklyn by a final of 114-108. Local sports on the schedule for you tonight. Carroll Tigers boys swim team going to be hosting Des Moines Lincoln final home meet of the year for the Tigers. That'll get underway at 5:30. In basketball action this evening, it'll be Carroll hosting ADM. I'll have that broadcast for you on Kick 106.7. Pregame coverage for the girls game between 5:45 and 5:50 tonight. We'll also have that VR live video and audio broadcast, and you can find that by going to YouTube and searching 1380 KCIM, and of course that is powered by New Way Ford in Coon Rapids. The rest of the area basketball, Audubon entertains Missouri Valley. Tom Hawkapp will have that broadcast for you on 93.7 KKR. A pregame for the girls game begin about 5:50 tonight. Ike Manning's at Underwood. Glidden Ralston travels to Arweva. Peyton Chardin's at Bowyer Valley. And South Central Calhoun goes to Humboldt. In wrestling, Audubon and Southeast Warren are at Mount Air, while South Central Calhoun and Manson Northwest Webster go to Emmitsburg. And again in boys swimming, Carroll will host Des Moines Lincoln tonight. And that is a look at sports. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.